In 1938, on July the 3rd, something happened in Lincolnshire which took the world by surprise.
Mallard was a sister locomotive of Bitton. Under a cloak of secrecy, Nigel Gresley arranged a brakes test for Mallard on the East Coastline. On board were fireman Tommy Bray and driver Joe Duddington. At 4:15 p.m, Mallard left Burston South Junction and headed south. She picked up speed, heading up the Stoke Bank, and then as she descended the other side, Duddington let her go.
Once over the top, I gave Mallard her head, and she just jumped to it like a lifeline. And when the record is 122 miles per hour for a mile and a half, it was at fever heat. Go on, old girl, I thought, we can do better than this. So I nursed her and shot through a little bathroom at 123. And in the next 1.25 miles, the needle crept up further, 123 and a half, 124, 125. And then for a quarter of a mile, while they tell me the folks in the car held their breath, 126 miles per hour. Tommy Bray, you've done it, you blighter. She answered every call I made on her. She couldn't have done better in the St. Ledger.
It was just for a second, and it was going downhill. Mallard never even made it to King's Cross because she had mechanical failure in Peterborough, but she comfortably beat the previous British record holder, and she just edged out the Germans. Mallard was the fastest steam train in history, and she still is.